This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great to be with you, and great to be with one of my all-time favorite St. Louis Blues. Man, do I love number 5, Barrett Jackman. What's going on, Jax? It's great to have you back on KMOX.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
As I remember covering the team, and I remember you coming in your rookie year and us admiring your skill level, but I think what was most admired about you through your career was your toughness and durability. I don't even want to know how many injuries you played through to get to where you were.
Yeah, no, quite a few, but it's, it was the price you had to pay if you if I wanted to stay in the NHL, I had to play hard-nosed and play through injuries, and I always kind of measured myself. If I wasn't playing through an injury, I probably wasn't playing hard enough.
That's right. Ozzie Smith said that to me one time. He said, if you tell the coach you're 100%, you're not 100%. Nobody's 100%. If you're playing – basically what he said was if you're not – if you tell them you're 100%, you're not playing hard enough. It's always trying to battle through things. You're going to be in the 2026 induction class with Al Arbor and Alex Steen, the fourth group to enter the organization's Hall of Fame. Congratulations. I mean, I could not be happier for you to enter the Blues Hall of Fame.
Yeah, thank you. It came kind of a bit of a shock. I thought maybe I had a chance years down the road, after some great players went in. But when Prongs and Al were on the stage at AB at the beginning of the year and told me, I was blown away and absolutely in shock.
And the Blues will have that ceremony on January 12th at the MAC downtown. And then you will be honored along with Steiner and Al Arbor at Enterprise Center the next night against the Carolina Hurricanes. By the way, the Hall of Fame committee announced that Kelly Chase will be honored with the annual True Blue Award at the ceremony. Just cannot wait for that as well. What an incredible human being Chaser is.
Yeah, I just said I grew up with, the tradition of Al Arbor, Steiner, winning the cup and being really the glue of that group and being a great teammate to me over the years. And then, Chaser, what he's done for the entire community. He's never said no to a charity. He's raised so much money in the community and he really exemplifies what, the true blue, bleeding blue and being, putting on that blue note. He's the guy that, is deserving of the true blue award, and it's great to have that recognition.
And you continue on this great tradition of the Blues alumni. The best alumni group, I think, in any sport is the Blues alumni. They stay in St. Louis. They contribute to St. Louis. And yesterday, St. Louis police officers faced off against the firefighters, the police versus fire game, first responders night presented by ServPro. You suited up alongside the police officers, and that had to have been a tremendous time, as well as what it meant for the backstoppers.
Yeah, the first responders in St. Louis, whether it's, riots or, tornadoes or just trying to keep the streets safe and everybody in St. Louis safe. They mean so much to the community. And the alumni group is really big at helping those groups out. And we're grateful for them. And, like you said, we have a tremendous amount of alumni that are in St. Louis still and love to stay here because of the people and the way St. Louis has embraced us while we played and after the fact as well.
You're just such a big part of the community. The St. Louis Blues are, but it's always better when they're winning. And they are winning here. Now they start off January with a couple of wins. What do you observe here? Is it all about goaltending with them moving forward, or are all the pieces starting to come together a little bit for this team after that rough loss against the Avs?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. Binner was amazing last night, and Hope, the last month has been one of the best goalies in the league. So, that obviously helps. But I think a lot of these young guys coming in and through a lot of injuries to key players, the young guys are getting experience. And the more experience you get, the better you get. So I think a lot of that stuff is kind of, a little bit hand-in-hand with the goaltending as well.
How do you see the defenseman? I mean, being a defenseman yourself, what do you see about the future of this organization from that standpoint? I feel like that's been a question kind of hanging out there. What do they look like in the future?
I think they're going to be good. They got a couple of young guys. Mayu has had a bit of a rocky start, but he has all the tools. And, he came into the year with only playing, 5 or 9 games. So, the experience for him is big as well. But, the mix of the older guys, Fultz had an amazing year, Fowler, Parayko, are amazing, players, and Broberg is a stud. So I really do like the mix. And then the young guys they got coming up are going to be pretty good as well.
Yes, they are. I believe that as well. They got some good ones coming in. This is also just really part of what you're about too, is teaching young players. I mean, how gratifying must that be to see some of the kids you've been around go on to play at the highest level they can possibly get? I mean, hockey is going all the way back to some of your predecessors like Bob Plager. I mean, teaching people the sport has been a big part of what the Blues are all about.
Yeah, it's carrying on the tradition of, leaving the Blue Note in a better place than you found it. And the lessons I learned from Al and Prongs and Walt and Dougie Wade and all these guys that I had the privilege of playing with, and you pass it along. And Bobby Plager is the perfect gentleman and purveyor of the Blue Note, and he's taught us all some great lessons.
It's going to be a great night when you go into the Blues Hall of Fame. That's going to be on January 12th. We appreciate all that you do for us, multiple appearances on KMOX through the years. Also, the Blues visit the Blackhawks this coming Wednesday. Let's not forget a late game, too. Boy, a lot of time to prepare for an 8:30 faceoff, which is probably going to be like 8:50-something because it's on TNT. But anyway, Jax, we appreciate you. Congratulations on the Blues Hall of Fame. Thanks for all that you did for the Backstoppers. I work with them as well, and I can't thank you enough for what you did last night for the first responders.
No, it was a great night, and just being on the ice with those guys, and it was pretty special. And the alumni appreciate them, appreciate what you guys do too, and on the radio support all of us. So thank you.
Well, thanks for leading the alumni and carrying on what so many have done before you. And have a great rest of your day. Be well.
Thanks, you as well. Take care,
Barrett Jackman, He is going into the Blues Hall of Fame. Great to visit with number five. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we are going to get into some football at the start of the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to sort through what the NFL playoff picture looks like as of right now and what it could look like by the end of the day. This is the end of the NFL regular season. We'll also hear, and we're going to shift to baseball. Cardinals fans are hanging on. They listen to this show a lot of times to hear some baseball, and are they going to hear it? Greg Amsinger, MLB Network, with us at 11:15 live this morning. Chaim Bloom, 11:30, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. Bernie Miklas at 11:45. You've only listened to half of Sports on a Sunday Morning. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.